Brian, quick question before we get into it. If your most profitable operation was winning every metric and losing the market it was built for, would you call that success?
I'd call that a problem wearing a very convincing disguise.
Tesla Gigafactory Shanghai, June 2026. 93,579 vehicles produced. Best month in the factory's history. Up 38% year over year, China Passenger Car Association data, reported August 4th by Ars Technica. That's the disguise.
And the problem underneath it is the domestic sales number.
H1 2026 domestic China retail sales, 238,955 units, down 9% year over year, down 19% from the H1 2023 peak of 294,105, three consecutive years of decline. The market Tesla spent billions entering is rejecting the product.
So where are all those record output vehicles actually going?
Out. Q2 2026. Exports from Shanghai hit 128,394 units versus 126,157 sold inside China. First time ever that exports outnumber domestic sales. Ars Technica's framing is cash cow, margin extraction while the base erodes. I think that's right. I'd just add, a cash cow that's being milked to death. And the 127% export surge in H1 alone tells you how fast the inversion happened.
Hang on, 127% in one half year? That's not a strategy, that's a scramble.
Well, and that's exactly where I want to slow down, actually. Because calling it a scramble implies there's a clean alternative Tesla passed up. The reason the pivot happened that fast is that the cost structure at Shanghai is so good, there's nowhere else to go.
Right, but the part that doesn't fit is those cost advantages aren't Tesla's to keep.
Say more.
Think of it like a restaurant that sources everything from one neighborhood supplier who's also the landlord. The margins are great, the food is cheap, until the landlord raises rent or stops delivering. Shanghai's three cost pillars are lower labor than US or German plants, cheaper local Chinese supplier components, and government export-related tax rebates. The first two are structural. The third one is policy. And policy can be withdrawn on a Tuesday morning for reasons that have nothing to do with Tesla's operational performance.
Which is the precise thing that makes the 22% of total Tesla revenue sitting in China in fiscal 2025 feel less like an asset and more like, wait, I mean, it's exposure dressed as advantage.
And the concentration risk is doubled, right? It's not just that cost efficiency lives there. The revenue market and the manufacturing platform are in the same single geopolitical jurisdiction. So if U.S.-China relations deteriorate, you don't lose one, you lose both levers simultaneously. Tesla has no near-term alternative low-cost hub outside China, so the cost side of that equation doesn't have a backup.
That's the confirmed risk. What I'd flag is, we don't know when. The U.S. supply chain rules targeting Chinese-built vehicles are flagged but not resolved in the reporting. So the gap between real vulnerability and imminent crisis is still open.
Sure, but the tax rebates don't even need a trade war to disappear. That's my point. Beijing can reprice the deal anytime, and Tesla has built a margin model that depends on the current price staying put.
And that's, okay, that's where the export pivot stops looking like an escape hatch. Because the market's absorbing all that surplus Shanghai production, Europe, other Asian economies. That's exactly where BYD is accelerating right now.
BYD is exporting into the same lanes Tesla just pivoted into.
Third consecutive month of higher global sales than Tesla, July 2026, including growing exports to Europe and Asia. Picture a port logistics manager in Rotterdam, late 2026, watching a Tesla roll off a freighter from Shanghai, and then watching a BYD sedan roll off the next ship. Same destination, lower sticker price. That's not hypothetical anymore.
And BYD has the structural cost advantage Tesla can't replicate. They're not buying components from Chinese suppliers. They basically are the supply chain.
Right. Deep local supply chains, lower labor, state backing. Tesla's Shanghai cost advantages are real, but they're renting that infrastructure. BYD owns it. So Tesla is fighting a cost war in export markets using a cost base that belongs, partly, to a competitor's home turf.
And the Model 3 fatigue compounds that, yeah? Because the CPCA data points to Chinese buyers moving toward newer local alternatives. So the product that's being exported at record volume is the same aging sedan that already lost the domestic market.
Which, wait, that's the kernel the Ars Technica cash cow framing actually gets right. The 127% export surge, H1 2026 versus H1 2025, 228,994 units against 101,064, that surge is real. The margin extraction is real. But it routed Tesla straight into a fight it's already losing on cost. That's the partial win for the hot take.
And Rhodium Group flagged this broader. Foreign automakers' China operations have shifted from profit centers to liability concerns across the board. So it's not just Tesla.
Which is actually, I mean, that's the part we haven't gotten to yet. And it changes the whole framing of whether Tesla is uniquely exposed or just the most visible example of something industry-wide.
GM proves it. August 5th, the day after Ars Technica drops the cash cow piece, GM announces it's renewing its SAIC Motor joint venture for 20 more years. Not hedging, not one more cycle, 20.
Wait, the day after?
August 4th, the analysis publishes. August 5th, GM signs for two more decades. And I don't think that means GM sees something Tesla doesn't. I think it means leaving costs more than staying, even with the risks sitting right there on the table.
That's the darker read. It's not confidence. It's that the exit is more expensive than absorbing the risk.
And Rhodium Group's framing, foreign automaker operations shifting from profit centers to liability concerns, that's not uniquely a Tesla problem. The whole industry backed into this corner, GM included.
Right, but Tesla's specific corner is tighter. Because the U.S. supply chain rules targeting Chinese-built vehicles, if those land, they don't just hit Tesla's cost structure. They hit the export model at exactly the moment exports became the primary business. Shanghai has no near-term replicable alternative outside China, so it's both levers, cost base and sales volume, in one jurisdiction at the same moment of maximum dependency.
So the calibrated version isn't Tesla is trapped and everyone else saw it coming. It's, actually, let me try this. Everyone's trapped, but Tesla's trap has the fewest exits?
That holds up. GM diversifies across joint ventures, revenue lines, markets. Tesla's entire low-cost manufacturing thesis runs through one factory in one country. That concentration is the defensible claim once the hype strips off.
And GM signing for 20 more years doesn't make the risk smaller. It just tells you how the math works when you're already this deep in.
And that, I mean, that's actually where I land on the Ars Technica framing. Cash cow is right, but it's not quite complete. Because a cash cow implies you could theoretically sell it. Tesla Gigafactory Shanghai, no near-term alternative. 22% of total revenue. The only cost-efficient production platform the company has. That's not a cow you can take to market. That's one you're stuck feeding.
A cash cow you can't afford to sell isn't an asset. It's a dependency with good margins attached.
Yeah, that's the sentence. Took us a while to get there.
Worth the time. Thanks for walking through it.